St. Thomas Aquinas says that all that is necessary is to meditate on the passion of Christ. His passion reveals the abyss of his love for us. It's very hard to contemplate. We see what he was willing to undergo for us in the passion. These little meditations during Vespers for Lent will focus on a particular aspect of his passion, namely his 7 last words to us from the cross. In the last words of someone, we see who a person truly is. You know, in his last word of someone, we would be hanging on that every word, because it would probably be something very important. I remember a few years ago when my dad was near death, and he was having a hard time. And anyway, he said something at the very, very end. And he said this, he said, "Take care of your mother." Now this is kind of funny, because mom takes care of everybody, and no one takes care of mom. But anyway, we see the depth of his great love in that response. That was his only concern. In the first word of from the cross, we hear the word of our Lord, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." As he was being crucified, he was racked with pain in hearing the slander of the people mocking him, seeing those who would drive the nails on his hands. He says, "Father, forgive them." And not only seeing those in that time, but for all the sins ever committed and will have been in the future, "Father, forgive them." Here in these words, he fulfills the first gospel that we hear in the book of Genesis. After the fall, Adam and Eve, they go hide, as if you can really hide from God. But sin does that. Sin makes us hide from God. Now the Lord, knowing what they have done, knowing where they are, calls out, "Adam, Eve, where are you?" He looks for us when we have sinned. He truly is the good shepherd from the beginning, looking for the lost sheep. He is the father in the parable of the prodigal son, the father looking for him, standing on the porch, looking out in the distance for his beloved son. And from this little gospel in Genesis, he promises a redeemer. He will put enmity between you and the woman. He will strike at her heel, and she will crush your head. And that, as we know, the Blessed Virgin Mary brings forth the Son. From the very beginning, we see that our Lord promises a Savior from sin. And that from the beginning, he doesn't hold sin against us. He could have easily wiped us out. In fact, he goes even a step further, assuming ignorance on our part. They know not what they do. In doing this, he shows who he is. God is love. Love is forgiving. And it's as if he says, "Okay, you don't see how I've loved you by giving you everything and everything being taken care of in the garden. Maybe you will see by my calling you back, even after you have offended me, even after you have seen, after you have sinned, maybe you will see my love. For our offenses deserve death." And then moreover, he takes our sins as if he committed them, He stands in our place, and he does it in an extraordinary way. He doesn't just say the words, but he proves it, willing to shed his blood for us. He is indeed the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins, not a sacrifice over and over like in the Old Testament. Because he is perfect, he is God, it is once and for all. And at that moment of supreme sacrifice of laying down his life, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Bringing to fulfillment the first gospel, bringing to fulfillment all the words during his life. Truly shedding his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Saying the words of absolution as his blood flows. Father, forgive them. There's a beautiful image of confession where the penitent is kneeling on one side and on the other side of the screen, the priest is absolving. But then you see the image of Christ as the priest is saying the words of absolution, and Christ is holding up his hand, and from his hand blood is flowing, dripping from his hand, making clean the penitent, washing away his sins. Father, forgive them. Our Lord came to forgive us our sins. It is indeed why he came. At the very beginning, we see it over and over in his earthly life, and at this moment, the moment of his death. These were his dying words. The whole world should perk up and hear. The whole world should come to him in love for what he has done for us. For he proves his love, not just in words, but by action, saying them while dying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If we truly understood these words, we would never, ever sin again. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.